Hi, and welcome back. I'm here with Carl Beaver from Texas A&M University Corpus Christi, and sharks are a very interesting subject, and I got especially interested when the old shark started wiggling around there. Carl, it's nice to have you here.
Well, thank you, Ron. I'm glad to be here today.
I think Scuba Guy would be a little bit jealous of your shirt. Has he seen that one yet?
Yeah, he tried to take it away from me a while ago.
I want to remind all you viewers out there to go ahead and click on the coral reefs icon on your internet page there. Get those slides opening up. I also like to remind you to keep those questions coming into our chat room. We have plenty of experts here to field those questions, and if you have a good one, we might even put it right on the air. Carl, we've been talking about artificial reef systems earlier in the program, and I was really surprised to find out that we have real natural coral reefs out there in the Gulf of Mexico.
We do, Ron. Most people don't recognize Texas as being the home of coral reefs. They think of areas in the Caribbean or maybe Australia or the South Pacific, but right here in the Gulf of Mexico, we have some extensive reef systems, very well developed.
Wow. Let's take a look at your slides here, Carl.
Sure. Let me tell you a little bit about the reefs here, Ron. Coral reefs are really fascinating and important to us simply because they're one of the most productive and diverse of the marine ecosystems. They have certain requirements, though. Reefs have to have basically four things. They have to have warm water, they have to have adequate sunlight, proper salinity, and of course they have to be underwater. Reefs can't live in the air. Because these conditions usually only come together at 30 degrees north latitude and 30 degrees south latitude between those two latitudes, most reefs are found around the tropics in that between those two latitudes. They're also concentrated on the western edges of the ocean basin, so we're the western edge of the Atlantic Ocean basin, so there's a lot of reefs around the Gulf of Mexico and South America and the Caribbean. Likewise, in the Pacific, we don't have reefs along the coast of California, but we do have them along the western edge of the Pacific Ocean. Let's look at some of the animals that form the reef system itself. It's important to understand that these are animals. A lot of people look at corals and they think they're plants.
They look like plants.
They do in a lot of cases, but they're actually animals. What we're seeing now is actually skeletons of those animals. Corals are unique in that they produce this calcium carbonate skeleton, and they bind together over large areas and form a rather large bulkwork that can actually change current patterns and waves. So they're really strong structures. They're rather big. Now the animals come in several different forms and groups, as we might see here. This is an individual here. This is one coral animal, or a polyp. Now coral's
a single animal.
This is a single animal here. This is about as big as they get. They might get maybe another inch in diameter, but that's about as large as a single coral polyp can grow. This one here is a group of coral polyps. We can see the individual little circles here. Each one of those represents a separate animal, but they grow together in a colony. This is a solitary form. This is known as the colonial form. Now, this one here, for obvious reasons, is called a brain coral.
Just like a brain.
It looks just like a brain. And the animals in this case are colonial, but they live down in the bottom of the ridges. Very tiny.
Mm-hmm. Carl, what's the advantage of living in a colonial as opposed to a solitary life?
If you live in a colony, it's much like living in a city or a village. You get to share your experiences and your troubles and the good things in life. If one organism here, one animal, has excess food, he can share that with his neighbor. Okay? This is a branching coral. This is where we usually think of corals being plants. Many of the early explorers saw these and thought that they were hard plants, like trees, but they're not. They're actually coral animals. The way that they grow has a lot to do with where they're found on the reef. Let's go back to our slides. Some of the reef systems are shown here on the slide number 2. We can see how they're spread out across the Gulf of Mexico, mostly in the southern Gulf. There's good reefs along Veracruz and the Yucatan Peninsula, but we also have a really good reef system, extensive reef system, off the coast of Texas, about 110 miles. It's called the Flower Garden Banks, and it's a national marine sanctuary.
I've heard of that.
Beautiful reef.
You spend a lot of time out there, don't you, Carl?
Yeah, we do. We do a lot of work. Reefs are very important to us for a lot of different reasons. Those close to shore have a tendency to protect the shoreline. They can change current flow patterns. They can buffer storms so that they don't tear up the land when they come in. But they also have a lot of other values, such as medicinal. A lot of our medicines, future medicines and current medicines, have been found in and around reef systems. Very productive. So we have a tendency to want to protect these. They're also extremely fragile. We can damage reef systems very easily. Mm-hmm. So we have a mandate from the federal government to protect many of our reef systems. Let's go on to look at some of the slides. On number five, this is one of the branching corals, correct? It's beautiful, rather large. They grow in the surface waters.
Looks like the horns on an animal.
It's called a staghorn.
Wow.
Look at the next page.
Page two.
Different areas of the reef have different species growing on them. The top two slides show small branching corals, and these grow on the reef slope where it begins to get deep. The bottom slide, number eight, shows a large boulder coral. These are the massive ones that actually break up the waves as they come in. Very strong. Reefs are unique in also in that they have high diversity. A lot of different species live on the reef systems. Thousands of species in some cases. We can see some of the diversity here just in the shells in this particular slide, number nine. Lots and lots of slides. We also have good diversity of fishes, plants, obviously the corals.
Carl, you said that we have a less amount of coral reefs in the Gulf of Mexico. How do they really compare to those in the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean?
The Caribbean and the Atlantic Ocean has about 10% of the species that we have in the Pacific. There's about 70 species of corals in the Caribbean. There's about 700 in the Pacific. The Pacific's much larger, much older, and has had a lot longer for these species to evolve and grow. But our reefs in the Gulf of Mexico are rather undeveloped compared to some of those, certainly compared to the Pacific reefs, but also compared to some of the Gulf of the Caribbean reefs. We have a fewer number of species, but they do grow just as large. And we have comparable numbers of fish and algae and things like that, too.
Wow, that's very interesting.
On some of the slides, we can see some of the values of the reef systems in Mexico. Many of the reef systems support the communities and towns that live by them. There's a lot of fishing going on there, both for shellfish and finfish, like we see here, the sharks on our slides. Believe it or not, there's also people in South and Central America in the tropics that still eat turtles.
Wow, that's very interesting, Carl. I think one of the most important things about coral reefs is that they're so sensitive, yet they're so far away that we can't see them.
That's true. They are far away. Most people in Texas don't see the reefs quite often enough. But
I want to move now to a fishing exhibit that we're going to do. Fishing is certainly one of my favorite things to do, and one of the reasons I got into doing what I do in the first place. We sure do. Thank you for coming and talking to us, Carl.
Glad really to be here. It. Let's see the fishing show.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Bob Murphy.